lot of people don't know this about Estelle. I always tell you stories about our divorce and how the marriage ended and all that other business. What I haven't told you is the truth. The truth that I killed her.
It was an accident. I swear it was an accident. I never intended to kill her. She was on my back as usual, nagging me about something as usual. And I don't know what happened, but before I could stop myself, my hands were around her throat. And I admit it now, and I'll admit it before a judge and jury. It felt good! It felt good to sink my fingers in the flesh around her lousy, stinking, miserable neck and squeeze! And I admit it, I got a sick pleasure out of watching her eyeballs bulge out of her head as she looked at me thinking, no, he's not doing this. He's really not doing this. And I squeezed it! I squeezed! I was only going to squeeze for a little while, just to give her a little scare, just to make her cough, just to make her gag. But I couldn't stop myself. Before I knew what had happened, her eyes rolled up in her head, her tongue flew out, and I knew she was dead. I shook her. I said, Estelle! Estelle, I'm sorry! Estelle! But my screams fell on lifeless ears. I realized that I had committed murder. I might be able to get off with involuntary manslaughter. Maybe, you know, cop some kind of insanity plea, but I knew I'd do time no matter what. I'd be doing time. And there was no way I was going to go to jail. No way. So I had to dispose of the body. I couldn't roll it up in a rug. I couldn't leave it in the apartment. It smelled bad enough now. I mean, I could stand the noxzema. I don't think I could take tissue deterioration. So I realized there was only one other answer. I had to cut her up and flush her down the toilet. I went to the closet singing, you're in luck when you got a McCulloch chainsaw. You get power by the hour in your hand. But then I realized, no. Who uses a chainsaw inside an apartment? The neighbors would hear the wow, wow, wow. I realized it would have to be a more discreet disposal. And unsavory as the task was, I took out my hacksaw. And I started sawing away at Estelle's limbs. At first, it really grossed me out to see the way. Oh, God. Oh. But then, the more I thought of how much I hated her, the more I got into it. The more I started carving her up into tinier and tinier pieces, I finally started on the toes. This little piggy went to the market. This little piggy had none. And so I cut off all her little toes, and I cut off everything. Everything! And I took the whole bloody bundle into the bathroom, and I flushed it down the toilet. A little bit of leg, a little bit of arm, a little bit of hand. But the head wouldn't go down. The head just kind of floated and bounced there over the hole, but it wouldn't make the turn around the U-bend. I said, my God, I've got to dump this head. So I put my foot in the toilet, and I started pounding it again. You know, I just started forcing it down that little hole. The head just wouldn't give. I got everything cut up, and I couldn't cut the head. I mean, the skull was too hard. I flushed it again. And this time, as I was flushing, I had my foot in the toilet with my wingtip just pounding on it. But finally, I guess I mangled it enough, it did go down. But then it got stuck. It got stuck, my God, and the water started overflowing, so I had to call the plumber. I figured the plumber would just snake out the toilet and it would go down and around, but no. He said, oh, I see you got a blockage here. I think I can grab it. I said, no, don't grab it. He said, yeah, I can pull this old baby out here. No problem at all. And he reached in and he yanked out Estelle's head. He dropped it. He said, my God. And he started running. I said, wait, come back. Yeah. Well, needless to say, the plumber went to the police and called them in on it. Fortunately, thank God, the cop that showed up to investigate was my buddy Vito, an old fishing buddy of mine. Every year we go fishing. Every year we have a few laughs. He walked into the bathroom, saw Estelle's head floating there, looked at me, winked, and said, hey, Grease, worst case of suicide I ever saw. Huh?
No.